Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. I think we are getting ready to go live.
We are live.
I think we have 78 people that have signed on via Facebook. Lummy, you have the YouTube.
135.
Yep,
I'm on double. DPs.
I think that I've had some... I've had a text exchange most recently... In between shows from 10 a.m. to 10:15, I've had a text exchange that has somewhat irritated me. Ooh. And so I'm going to address that.
This is news to all of us because during the breaks, you stay in the studio and we all leave and go do our thing.
Yeah, we make sure to leave you alone.
I eat breakfast.
Yeah. I prefer to be completely left alone.
Yep.
Blitz usually sticks his head in one time, asks us if I needs anything.
And then like a minute to go, I check to make sure that you're ready to go. If not, you need a few more minutes or do you need anything?
Yep.
But yeah, we leave you alone.
Then Blitz gives me, I'll give you the courtesy tap like I was blowing him. And then, boom.
Brenda with 200 stars, Facebook, woo.
Is that Ace's mom?
Brenda Allen?
No, okay. No. And, and so there's been something that's transpired during the break, and I'm going to let the audience build a little bit because I think it's something that I don't want to backfire on me. I don't want to the person that I'm talking about to be mad, but he's going to be. But enough's enough. And I think that I am going to really, really surprise some people. But if I'm going to stay true to myself.
True to the game.
And to the brand. Then I have to say what I want to say. I can't squelch this any longer.
Okay.
And so on the show a little bit.
Greg from Canada, $50. Kiss Ash, Canadian dollars.
Where?
YouTube.
So, by the way, all after shows from now on will be over here, and including Anna's World. today at 5. You guys, I think I overheard a 5 to
7. 5 to 7?
Yeah. 5 to 7.
Got it.
Anna, you look like you have resting bitch face right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just concentrating. Yeah. I'm trying to get the live captions up because they're bothering me on Facebook.
Oh, those things are horrible.
So now I'm going to YouTube.
I love the caption.
I like after the fact, not while we're live. It's distracting me because I keep reading it.
I like it. I like it a lot. We're being live captioned on Facebook, which, by the way, all of our numbers have been really. First of all, Blitz, I don't tell you thank you enough, but your hard work for December and podcast and everybody that contributes from Bolts, from the Bolts Breakdown to Lummy Sports Show to Anna and Flapping Gaps to just, and Blitz, you had something up every day. Even if it was an old throwback, you always had something up.
It was a stretch with all those days off to get something.
But you did. You did it, and it made a huge difference. We hit our 2 millionth download.
Don Hamdor, 500 stars.
It was the best month that I bitch a lot. And
I'm going to bitch some more soon.
Yeah, I'm going to bitch some more, but I ain't going to be about you, Blitz.
No.
In fact, Blitz.
Yay! I'm clapping on this one.
In fact, I think deep down, I want every, and not Lummy, I don't want you to be fucking Stockholmed.
Oh, God.
I want you, when after I deliver what I'm going to say in the most eloquent, friendly, nicest way possible, I'd like for you to tell me what you think about what I just said. And not, oh, it was good, Bubba, or holy shit, you just fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Or that was kind of needed. So that being said, Blitz, 281,000 downloads, beating our previous record 2 months ago by like 10,000 downloads. Blitz, I couldn't thank you enough for that. Fucking A, buddy.
I'm glad.
Word family, $49.99 cash.
Hey, when you cuss on Facebook, it puts the little blip blippers.
Oh, yeah. The little captions.
It's fun.
It is. Holy shit balls. So now, hold on. Now I'm just going
to
see how it, they're a little, they're,
wait a minute.
They're a little bit.
I don't get captions.
I want to see if it can translate Brandon.
I want to, yeah. Hold on, here it comes. Here comes the shit balls. Hold on. Here it comes. It's holy fucking asterisk balls.
Hey, on one of these after shows soon, we need to get Caitlin on.
Yes, we do.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And the pre-party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to call Brent. Maybe I'll call Brent Hatley up.
Okay.
And say, when can we get Caitlin in?
Yeah, yeah.
So, by the way, all after shows will be on Facebook and YouTube, and all of our numbers are trending up. Facebook's up. YouTube's up. Podcasting is way up. OnlyFans has kind of plateaued a little bit, but I get these little projects. Like, you know, Jackson now has YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it going. I kind of got the little Facebook ancillary videos. That's kind of my world.
Yep.
Lummy, I think you just gave Blitz a Songcast deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Blitz, you're podcast man.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, you're utility bitch for the most part.
Yeah.
But I need more podcasting from you.
Okay.
Well, that's part of why we're coming in tonight, too, to do just to have content and then also use as a podcast.
Right, right. Now, let me check my phone here.
Is it blowing up?
Okay. So, by the way, where are all my girls? I see Heather Wiz. She's a mainstay over on my Facebook land. But let me,
her and Reagan are like best buds.
Really?
Yeah.
You got your Dawns, your Ashley Parker, Stacy. I see an Ashley Garrison.
Where's my Joe Bolesky?
Me?
No Joe Bolesky. I think you scared her away.
Oh.
Me, Reagan, and Wiz are all Garmin friends.
Dark Match Steve's in there.
Really?
Yeah,
they're all. It's like a watch, Bubba.
What's a Garmin?
I'm learning things. It's just like a cool watch, I guess.
It's like a tracking watch.
Oh, it's like you walk 66 miles watch. Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Reagan and Wizzy are running the year, meaning they're both going to run 2,022 miles.
Which means
this year.
You have to do an average of over 5.5 miles
a day.
Every day.
And if you miss a day, you're doing 11 the next day.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can, there's no way I'm doing
Blitz,
that.
Blitz, to stick up for you, you'll go knock out 5 like a motherfucker. Like,
yeah, but every day.
My average day is between 5 and 8.
Which
but you don't do it every day,
I don't,
though.
No, not every day.
Yeah.
I do most days.
But you could.
I could, but I mean, that's a killer.
But that'd be fucking pain in the ass.
It's Ashton a killer.
Parker, 500 stars, and Kayfabe McGillicuddy, 99
COVID,
and the bitch one.
That's
the
thing
flu
is,
or something.
If you miss a couple days, you're screwed.
Yeah. Next thing you know, my podcast numbers are going down because Blitz is doing 13 a day.
Yeah. He's doing 40 mile walks.
Blitz, once you get it down to 2 or 3 a day so I can get more shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to think, though, that while you're walking, because you're so techie guy, that you probably can launch some of this shit from your phone. I'm thinking.
Not really.
But before you leave, you usually have all your shit already scheduled, don't you?
Yeah.
Like your pod and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't do it live. I have it all scheduled.
So anyway, all after shows, for the most part, except Bubba 199's and maybe Kevin's Law, will be on Facebook and YouTube double platform. And the next Bubba 199, of course, is next Friday in the special BARP deal. Blitz is bringing a lot of medication.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, but I already know that I'm going to be irritable, and I know that I'm going to be I'm going to be okay because I'm ready for it.
I mean, in all honesty, I think you'll be okay. I just think having all those people in the studio is just going to be a pain for.
That's just
a lot
all right.
Of us.
I'll just be like if they're driving, I'll be like,
okay, fine. I met
hey,
me.
It's going to be a pain in the ass for me. Really pissing Blitz off. Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody chill out, just fucking vibe out. By the way, get your wallets out. We're hoping this is a big night.
Because it's basically like a party the day before the party.
Yeah.
Here.
Now, so here's my situation I'm going to talk about. And I've not prepared for it. I am just spontaneously going to organically talk.
None of us know either.
Talk about it. And I must, so... Within the Bubba Army little royalty world, I'm talking about the Scooters, the Tampa Terrys, the Unsavories, the My Balls Hurt, the Bubba Lights, the Country Girls, in this little fucking fight that's going on. That it has, I don't know where it started. I don't know where it is going to end. I think it's done. But the threats, the name calling, and all of that. Bubba Light, you need to chill out. You need to take a step back and chill out, my friend. Everybody walks on eggshells around you. We know you're the slinginess of dicks. You're my best customer, so to speak. Am I creating an absolute shitstorm for myself because I'm not calling out my number one guy, but I'm asking my number one guy to chill the fuck out? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't talk down to people. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows you're the top dog. With that comes a certain amount of responsibility. With that also comes a certain amount of polarization where people are automatically not going to like you because you're the top fucking guy. I know you're overly protective of Country Girl as well. But I can't keep fighting your guys' battles and you guys holding me up ransom whether you're coming to the party or not. I just got a text from Bubba Light during in between shows that now says, I'm on the fence about this whole ordeal. I don't know if I'm coming or not because now, and I guess he wasn't aware of this No Panties Tuesday guy that was talking some shit about him.
I mean, to be honest, I've never heard the name before.
And he's mad about that. Bubba Light, I can't fight your battles anymore, buddy. I can't. I don't know why you feel you have to engage everybody. When you're the top dog, people are going to fuck with you. The nature of the Bubba Army is to fuck with people. We fuck with each other. I want nothing more than you and Country Girl to be at the party. I want nothing more than everybody to just to get along.
Yeah.
But you just cannot continue to text me and tell me who you're mad at and why you're not coming to the party. That's bitchish. And you're putting me in a fucking no-win situation. I am so humbled by what you've done for me. But I'm talking to you as a guy. Like, this is guy code shit. This is like the way Blitz would take me aside and has and has and sometimes says, listen, buddy, you're my boss, you're my best friend, but you're fucking up. And it's happened. He's done, and it's uncomfortable. There's no comfortable way to handle this.
Right.
There's no comfortable way. Now, Bubba Light, are you going to get a hair up your ass now and be fucking mad at me because I called you out? I'm not calling you out. I'm asking you to stop the eighth grade bullshit and worried about what people are saying about you. Nobody's going to fight you. Nobody, all this shit that people talk is simply that. It's shit talk. I think deep down, we all really care for each other. Deep down, we have the same cause, and that is for the show to be successful. And maybe some people don't want what's best for the show. But I know that you're not one of those. You're one of the largest contributors and far most giving people we have. I mean, you're Bubba Light. You're the top guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many, Philo and some big fucking, I got some whales. I got big whales within my monetization world, and you are at the top. But I have other ones as well that don't give me near the shit and don't demand this person or that person to be, you know, like, stop, Nick. Please stop. And don't take this in any other way than my intention, which is for you to burn a timeout, take a step back, and stop worrying about what people are saying. You are literally obsessed with what people are saying on chat about you or Country Girl or Trickney Ashley. What does it matter? What does it matter? You have the common thing that you do have is that you are interested in the program. You and Country Girl are both fucking huge contributors. I can't pull. I physically don't have the time or the. I spent 3 hours yesterday dealing with this and talking to people and asking them to please chill the fuck out. Can we just get along? And no, Nick, that's not good enough. You have to call. You have to text me today. The 15 minutes of little bit of time that I have. That, by the way, I texted my mom because she's sick. I texted my sister because she was sick. Mm-hmm. I texted the merch crick to see if she got the 5 free buffs that I gave out for signing up for OnlyFans people. She got those out. I have to go over to Tom Bean's today and do something. And then I get your text. Well, I didn't know about the no panties, Joe guy. I have a whole. I'm kind of on the fence about the situation. On the fence about what? About coming to the party? Because you threatened me with that yesterday. And then Country Girl said she's not coming. Why? What did I do? And so, stop. Stop with the bullshit. Nobody should have to walk around here and be scared of anybody except Lummy to me. With a Dan Kicker. And stop marking out to yourself. And if you take that as me being disrespectful or that I've lost my number one guy, then I am very, very sorry that you've taken it that way, because let me make sure that I'm very clear on this. None of this is meant in a disrespectful way. It's meant in a friendship. I'm at my wit's end. I love you to death and back. Please work with me, buddy. Stop worrying about this bullshit. And Country Girl, what the fuck are you worried about? You're killing it in on TikTok. You just got married. You got a great guy. You got big jugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, what more do
like,
you
what
need?
What the fuck? I mean, who cares?
Only fans are
that some
crazy
girl
money.
Called you a whore. You're not a whore. And that's a disrespectful thing to say. But fuck that guy and fuck whoever said it.
Yeah.
Be secure in your own skin. And you're like, just stop with this bull. And Trickney Ashley, fuck, I think so much about you that I gave. I know that you're obviously Bubba Lights plus one potentially. I don't know if you guys are coming or not, but I like you so much that we gave you a fucking
yeah
free pass.
A free pass. I am so happy that you and Bubba Light have gotten together. I think that's cool. And the marks, and you know what? Fuck the marks and fuck the trolls that say, oh, we're going to get a hold of Trickney Ashley's husband. That's bullshit, too.
That is bullshit.
There's both sides of the story. Right now, Bubba Light's taking a little of a tongue lashing just because he needs to chill the fuck out. But you people, you know, there's two sides of the story. And you guys have been fucking with him and Ashley, too. And I'm fucking tired of it. So just, God, hate me. Call me every, I mean, let me be the Jesus Christ and take your sins.
Yeah.
Your hate sins.
Crucified.
And Bubba Light, I hope to God that I don't check my phone, you know, after this monologue and you told me to fucking pack sand, fuck off. Because I think very well that could happen. And that would just totally not be what I'm looking for or what I want. I don't care if you contribute another dollar to the cause. I still want to be your lifelong friend. You're absolutely the upper echelon of Bubba royalty. And you stop fucking marking out to this bullshit.
Florida Stanley, $50 cash.
And taking this shit and you yourself way too seriously. It's a fucking radio show. It's all it is. You have so much. We all collectively have so much to be thankful for. Let's start at the top. Bubba Light, you have your health. You met a good girl that you like a lot. You're making money. I think your business is back on track now that your stupid-ass brother is out of the deal. You're a hard fucking worker. You work unbelievable. The fucking cancer of a bitch that you had's gone, and you got somebody that finally gets it and can support your love of the show. And you got a few guys that are dicks fucking with you. And the guys that are fucking with you, stop fucking with it. Just stop fucking with everybody. Let's just be cool. But collectively, I have so much to be thankful for. I have my son. I have a lot of great people in my life. I have arguably one of the best lineups I've had. I feel comfortable with everybody. Our business is continuing to grow. Now, I may have just fucked my business by yelling at the number one guy, but I think the number one guy has it coming to him right now.
Festus Fuckus Hagen, $10 cash.
And I think Bubba Light would be the first one to say, yeah, you know, goddamn, I probably needed to get me, you know, Bubba needed to fucking settle me down a little bit because I get fucking beside myself.
He's got high blood pressure, man.
Got high blood pressure with motherfucking iron kicker.
Heather Wiz, 500 stars.
But I mean, Bubba Light, we make fun of everybody. Nobody gets more made fun of than me.
There's no question.
And the more famous you're on the show, the more you get fucked with. I mean, have you seen this shit they say about my sister and about, I mean, fuck. Anna, have you seen, I mean, read.
Yeah, Anna, have you seen what they said about you?
I mean,
yeah,
God.
That's why I don't read it anymore.
Anna's in therapy because of chat.
Yeah.
Anna won't fuck because of chat.
Right.
Exactly. I'm way too in my head. That's why I have to turn it off.
So I said it. I don't want people to have to walk around eggshells. Bubba Light, I don't know what you want me to do. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I thought I handled this yesterday. And then when you come back with, there's another one. And it's just, until I tell you no, it's just going to continue to happen. So there. Did I fuck myself? Probably.
I don't think so.
I hope Bubba Light understands how good of a friend he is to me, and if it wasn't so hurtful and bugging me and fucking with my head, I wouldn't talk. Don't I air most of my grievances out on the air?
Oh yeah,
yep.
Don't
yeah.
Most of them come back to fuck me?
A lot of times,
sometimes,
yeah.
Yes.
I hope to God that this isn't one of them. And I know that this, I just gave Bubba Light, Trickney Ashley, and Country Girl an excuse on why not to come to the party. I hope that I beg of you that that's not the case. I hope I see Country Girls Big Titties here and Bubba Light and Trickney and everybody. And Scooter, you're still banned. There, I said it. Did I fuck myself, you think?
I don't think so.
I think that was great.
You handled it great.
But don't you think it's something that needs? I mean,
yes.
It's like we stop everybody.
And it's not like we don't all have a lot going on right now, and I feel like I'm the person that's least involved. Like Blitz and Lummy and you. I mean, you guys have just been totally, yeah, completely, you know, involved with,
yeah,
Barf
on
and getting
vacation.
I know.
I'm still mad about that.
But just the logistics of Barf, and then, like, on top of this, you don't need any more drama.
Exactly.
So, there you have it. I'm almost like all my wind's out of my sails now. It just totally fucks with, my head. It really, I mean, people think that I just sit back here and fucking wing it. Well, I do for a lot, but I'm just saying, like, my mind space, like, my mind has to be, like, the older I get, the more specific things fuck with me, and I have my
stuck in your ways.
The more routine based I get.
Yes.
I think everyone does.
And I think that the more of a high-strung secretariat-type artist you are, and the better you are at your job, the more
particular,
quirky, particular, or fucked up you are, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, you just don't see a guy that's like, you know, like world-class anything that's not a little fucking goofy.
Because their habits have gotten them to their success.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Florida Stanley.
Hey.
Hey, Florida Stanley. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good.
Is he one of the good guys? Is he one of the good guys?
Yeah, Florida Stanley. You just gave $50 kids out.
I got to know. I don't know who the good guys or the bad guys are no more.
I'm a Gary Sniper.
Oh, okay, good. Then you're a good guy. Yeah,
he started all that problem.
Because I hate Gary. Gary, you're done with me. Gary, you might as well find a new show. Because that's how fucking done I am with you.
I had a suggestion that's going to probably catch me some heat, but I don't give a fuck.
Hold on. Before you say this, Florida Stanley.
Hey, everyone call in and give us your heat suggestions. Yeah. That's a good one.
Let's do a poll.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Before you blurt this out, think about it. Think about it again, and then really think about whether
and then
it's...
And don't say it. I remember you used to tell me that all the time.
I'm not saying don't say it. Think about it twice, and then say, if it's going to create more heat within the space that I am, don't say it.
It's really not going to create heat with you. It'll probably just create heat with me. But like I said, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but I do, because creating heat with me delivered over my airwaves is I'm responsible
for. Hold on, though. But it's just a suggestion. You can tell me to fuck off if you want.
No,
we will.
If it's anything bad about Bubba Light, I don't want to hear it.
Nope. It's not bad about Bubba Light.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so who's the guy that who's the guy in chat that can't make it to the party because of his trucker, his job?
Super fat Bubba Light.
Super fat. Okay.
There's a few.
So he has a legitimate reason not to be able to make it to the party. Is that in all agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're not going to come to the party just because your feelings got hurt, I think your ring should be taken away.
That was directed at Bubba Light and Florida Stanley.
You're
a cocksucker. You're a dick. Don't be taking swipes at people. That's a swipe.
Was directed
and
at
you
Bubba
promised
Light.
Me that you wouldn't swipe, bitch. I should take your fucking ring away.
Yeah, no swipes.
No swipes. Hello, no being a dick just to be a dick. Hello.
Was directed and at you Bubba.
One bite, everybody knows rules.
Bitch, I should take your fucking ring.
And no swipes.
804.
Yeah, now I got to listen to myself, listening to my fucking self. Hello, you're so stupid that we're live on the air and you don't know to say hello. Turn me down.
804, your recode.
Hello?
804, Charleston.
All right, we can go to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, the only heat I got is on behalf of my 7-year-old son. And
this ought to be brilliant.
He's Bubba Army, and he can only listen to like 1% of the show, obviously.
How's your daughter doing, more importantly?
Really? She's doing great, Bubba.
Oh, glad to hear it.
He was really looking forward to Mummy Claws, and I told him it was coming up.
Well, how pathetic of a dad are you if your motherfucking kid's looking forward to Mummy Claws? Have a great day, buddy. If you got your kid so fucking downtrodden that the only fucking good thing about Christmas is Mummy Claws, then your kid needs to be fucking fostered immediately.
Oh, God. Mike,
you fucking loser.
Oh,
everybody knows not to put all your eggs in the Lummy Claws basket.
Right.
Heather, where's 500 stars?
Tell your daughter I said what's up.
Is his daughter of age?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Barely.
God, Bleach, you're just a fucking creepo.
He knows exactly who she is.
Yeah, well, yeah, she came and said hi to me at Kevin's deal.
Hold on.
I met her.
November 7th.
Let me turn it the creep up.
Oh, she did.
Let me turn the creep up fivefold here, and the fact that Blitz already knows who's on the phone before I answer, full background check, how old the kids are. That's a little creep. That's a little over top.
Did you take a picture with her, Blitz?
I did. I don't have a copy of it, but yeah, I did.
Did you get her phone number?
No.
How old is she?
Honestly, I don't have any idea. I really don't care. I just knew that she's of age, and yeah, it would kind of piss Mike off. So that's why.
18
See
plus.
Again, furthering, you know, the cocksuckerness doesn't fall far from the tree. Here.
Right.
Phone lines are blown up.
You should know
up.
Better than bring your of age teenage daughter to yeah, an event and want to take a picture with me.
Yeah, oh.
You get what you're gonna get.
Hello.
Hi. She's gonna get it.
Hi, it's Trickney.
Yeah.
Hi, Trickney.
Hello.
Hey. Just calling to smooth things over. Didn't mean to cause all this drama, and I still hope that I'm invited. But I understand if
no, you're more than invited, and so is Nick.
We want
but,
you
hold
come.
On. You're more than invited, and so is Nick. But Nick has got to chill the fuck out. He has got to chill out on trying to fight everybody. He's like King Kong on top of the entire Empire State
swiping
State, and just swiping at motherfuckers. Like he's got to stop.
Got to send the biplane.
And it's twofold. I mean, I know people are irritating him and getting him going, but God, he's texting me to get involved, and he didn't know this guy wasn't like. I just don't understand. Do you have the ability to settle him down?
I
know how you can do it.
No, just say it.
What are you gonna say, Blitz? Face fucked. He get face fucked.
All right, I'm going to go.
No, don't go, Blitz. You don't, Blitz.
Hold on, I didn't say anything.
No, Blitz, you knew what you were going to say.
Stop. She's trying to call. We're doing exactly what the fuck I don't want to do. I'd like to talk to Ashley about this.
I know.
And we're fucking sniping, so stop. I mean, goddamn, it starts right here with us. Everybody shut the fuck up. Hi, Ashley, it's Bubba.
it's Bubba, the voice of reason.
But oh I am. God. I'm the only motherfucker with E right now. I'm trying to get through this. Everybody's trying to fucking take jokes and hacks and swipes and fuck 18-year-old daughters and all this
what
kind of bullshit.
What world are we in that you're doing damage control?
No shit, on my business.
Jesus fucking
on my,
Christ.
Hold on my fucking business.
Don't people know your track record?
God damn.
You're a wrecking ball.
Anyway. Anyway, yeah. Ashley, everybody just needs to burn a fucking time out. I mean, maybe do you have some inside information that I don't know about? That there's been stuff that's transpired in the last 15 or 20 minutes?
Not the last 15 or 20 minutes, no. But, I mean, there's a lot of information. It doesn't matter. That's not why.
Everybody screenshotted. Everybody's fucking got this copy. Everybody's got that copy because this guy said that and that guy said this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's exhausting to be on my end of the deal. Can you understand where I'm coming from?
100%.
Yeah, everybody just needs to chill.
Including you, motherfucker Blitz.
What?
Everybody needs to chill. Anyway, Ashley, continue on, please. Is there a deer in your pool?
No, today.
And like I said, to people that have been, you know, uncool about your divorce, that's all just bullshit. It's
yeah, that,
all
that's,
just
that's not cool at all.
Straight
yeah,
fucking
and
bullshit.
That's really... That's not fucking fair to.
It's but first of all, not only
people
is it,
are assholes.
But,
yeah.
But you here's know? The deal: it's not. It's you and your husband were going through this prior to you and Bubba Light connecting. And Florida's a no-fault state. You could have gone out and fucked
the
LA Lakers. Like it doesn't matter.
It's no one's business.
Right. It's nobody's business. What you do and
right.
Who you date and mm-hmm. Who you divorce.
We just want you to come to BARP and have some fun.
Fuck yeah.
With that trick knee of yours. That's all
yeah,
we want.
Just dance with that.
And
trick
I
knee.
Just. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be part of the drama, so I get
but,
it.
But listen, you acting Debbie Downer fucking it's part of the drama in itself.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to put makeup on.
Do you need me to, call me back after you've put your makeup on? Am I bugging?
No, I can't do two things at once. I'm sorry.
You know, like country girls, like, woe's me, I don't know if I'm coming. But Nick's like, woe's me, I don't know if I'm, why not? Why the fuck not? Because
it's,
you got a couple,
so much fun.
You got a couple people that aren't even going to be at the party that have talked shit about you. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck
mm-hmm.
them.
I agree. And I mean, I stayed out of it as much as I could.
All right. Well, hopefully,
hopefully
you talk to Bubba Light, and this is just, I don't have to talk about and do this anymore. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I don't either. I mean, this is not.
I just want to see you with your trick knee at Tate's Pizza on Thursday. Then I want to see you with your trick knee and the big titties on Friday at Bubba 199. And then I want to see you with your fucking deer rescuing skills Saturday night at the bar party. That's all I fucking want.
Yeah, we brought a gator in so you could wrestle it out back, too.
With your beautiful boyfriend, fucking Bubba Light, and country girl with the big titties and her new husband. That's all I want. And anybody who has a problem with you guys can fuck off.
Right.
I like you. You like me. That's all that matters.
I love you guys. I feel like I can't call in anymore.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
I felt like I couldn't call in anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
You're such a girl right now. You're acting like such a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no deer in my pool.
No, you're acting like an overthinking it bitch. Like, that's the way fucking girls do sometimes. Like, that is never, ever, ever been uttered.
From any of us at all.
No. I know. I never said anyone said that. No, I just said stop calling in because I didn't want to, like,
fan the flames or anything.
Just stop it. It's tricking me, Ashley. I call in every once in a while. I'm dating Bubba fucking Light. I'm going through a divorce.
Free pass to
Barb. And I'm at fucking Barb.
I've been really excited. I've been wanting to meet you for a while. You have to go.
We're going.
Yay!
Good.
Happy.
All right. Tell Nick to chill the fuck out. Take a step back. And let's all burn a timeout.
Smoke some weed.
Yeah. Get high and fuck.
High and fuck.
Right.
That's perfect.
There you go.
That's the remedy.
Get high and fuck.
And edging will cure your cerebral palsy. Yep.
And call as much as you used to call every couple days. Call.
Yeah, you need to get on an edging regimen.
I don't give a fuck. Call.
Okay.
Call when there's a deer in your fucking pool. Call when he knocks over the grill. Call when you and Nick are fucking. I don't care. Call me.
All right.
See you later.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye, Ashley. Yeah, we're good.
Of course. We've always been good.
I felt as if
all of us have always been good. You're good. Like, we have no issues.
I felt as if I shouldn't call. Well, who the fuck gave you that feeling? Because wasn't anybody that works for me.
No.
A couple people in charge.
Might have been Johnny $2 numbnuts, but that's it.
Despite having no titties, I can interpret girl talk. What she wants is confirmation that we want her to call in and we want her to come to Barb.
Of course.
So that's what you do. You go, well, I just thought you didn't. And you go, no, please come. You just need that validation, that confirmation.
Anna's really, really fluent in crazy bitch talk.
I am.
And crazy bitch, I'm overthinking it. Little insecure yippee-yo fucking talk. She's the best at it.
Yeah, I've done it before and I'll do it again.
Perfect. So, I was going to talk about
We've never had an issue with Trick Knee, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I love Trick Knee.
Yeah.
Listen, I hate Blitz most of the fucking time.
Right. All the time.
I've already taken Blitz's invitation away 10 times this year.
Right. I'm not coming to the party. I'm going to Tate's. That's it.
Blitz got kicked out of the fucking party.
Oh, no. I said that in one of the replay chats the other day. I said, I'm not even going to Barbara. I'm going to Tate's and that's it. Somebody replied.
Yeah,
somebody whispered me and go, are you really not going to to Barb?
Dawn, you're right.
Come on, motherfucker.
Dawn, you're right. My Muay Thai girl from, I think she lives in Charleston now with her husband, formerly from Tampa, but there's just so much drama over some stupid fucking radio show. My Lord.
Can you believe that?
Over the chat portion of the radio
show.
Yeah, not even the people on the show.
For once, we all like each other.
This is insane.
It's you guys that are fucking hating on. I mean,
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I think we should all microdose when you walk with it.
I think the problem is we need to start hating each other. It's a problem.
I think everybody should walk. Remember the one year when I did a party, my Christmas party, I made you. I had those Listers, those weed strips that were breath mints.
I remember when you had those.
They were called canna strips.
Yep.
And they were like those little. Anna, you know those those Listerine like breath
real thin paper like things.
Yeah, the Listerine strips.
They like little sheets of acid, kind of like.
I was gonna say it's like acid.
Yeah, well, they used to make them and they were weed, mm-hmm. and I made everybody take one before you walked in, and some people are like, no, I don't. I'm like, well, then get the fuck out. Like you, this
these
was one
of the
this,
rules.
These were my Chris. This was my Christmas party.
It was your vaccination. You were Pfizer.
And take your Bob Army vaccination.
Yeah, or get the fuck out.
You should have gone with Fauci and CBS, man. You could have been a trillionaire.
Yeah, no shit. Can you imagine?
Eat or bounce, ho.
Can you imagine if you could get the corona vaccine with one of those little strips?
Oh. You could like just trip for days.
Yeah, just be like completely Johnny immunization.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I think this is going to be a great party.
It will be.
But I don't need all this pressure on me. I already got, listen, We don't have the rings yet.
She won't write you back.
She's
been paid.
Bubba Light, before you fucking freak me out, before you, country girl, and Trickney says you're not coming, please realize I got the following on my plate right now, okay? Let's just go through it. One, I paid $26,000 for rings that I don't have yet. Blitz knows.
Oh, yeah.
Two, I had to send two payments of $13,000. The first one that I sent, I sent it like regular mail. It took a month to get there. The second one, I motherfucking wired it to them. So they got all their
Hold on. You opened a separate bank account so that you could wire it because your main bank account,
right.
You couldn't.
Right. So, boom, they've been paid.
Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I don't got my rings. She's not emailing me back. Two.
The bus are going to be ready an hour before the party.
The bus are going to be hot. They're actually going to be still. Actually, I heard that Grouper Lips is bringing his printer here, and he's going to print it at the carnival.
He's driving down and printing them.
Exactly.
In the back of his truck.
Right. While he's driving to bar party, he's got fucking two printers in the back of a cargo van.
The fucking shelves are uneven, so now we got to figure out who's going to which uneven shelf.
He blew his back out putting the shelves up.
First of all, the shelves are perfect in my opinion.
They're fine.
I love the shelves.
Secondly, Blitz, you better get your fucking floating logo done, buddy. That's on you.
Okay.
You know, you're floating. You're floating.
Well, so all of a sudden, Bubba thinks I'm some kind of 3D graphics guy, so I have to build some kind of 3D spinning thing.
Blitz?
Just read a manual.
Blitz?
Ouch.
If you were to be completely honest with me, that is a fucking walk in the park for your technical skills. You could get
I'm not a 3D guy, but I'll get it done. But I'm not.
I know you're not. I don't need a 3D deal. I just need to, even if they just flashed up that, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You are the smartest computer guy I know. So just by default, I'll have it done. I literally think that, like, you know, you could walk into Apple and show them how to run their company. That's the kind of regards I have for you.
Oh, I do that.
So, like, I mean, you know, like, you're a know-it-all, but you're really a know-it-all on computers, and you really do fucking know-it-all. Like, you think you know-it-all on some shit, you really don't know-it-all, but you really do know a lot about computers.
Right.
So when I said, Blitz, can you just throw up like a Hall of Fame little flip-flipper? To me, in my opinion, there's nothing you can't do on the computer.
Right.
So I'm sorry that I think that you're good and you really suck.
When it comes to graphics type stuff, I'm not great because I can't draw a stick figure. But
is there anybody that we know that's good that we could just tell them what our concept is? It's super simple.
Yeah.
That can maybe do it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of fans,
so I got that on my fucking plate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got my... yes, Brandon?
No, it's not Brandon.
Who is it?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Bubba, how you doing?
Good. I'm not in any fucking mood for any negative bullshit, okay?
Oh, you're not going to have a negative bullshit. I just have a question about the Brandon the Quad shirt. I wanted to try to get one.
Yeah, well, BubbaArmyStore.com.
I know, but they don't have an extra large. I want an extra large.
Well,
either gain some weight or lose some weight.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard you guys talk about restocking them, though.
You know, I'll get with the merch crick and get some inventory numbers and see, okay?
All right, because I wanted to wear mine to Gasparilla. Hey, I also have a question, too.
Blitz,
hey,
hold on. Lummy, I need to get a hold of Will and see what my minimum order could be. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, what's your next question?
How long is Brandon going to be in town anyway?
I'm thinking probably till that Sunday. They're driving.
Yeah.
It's almost too bad you couldn't take him to Gasparilla and have all the Bubba Army celebrate him getting it.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna go ahead and film it.
Gasparilla's 2 weeks after.
We're gonna film it and put it on OnlyFans, and for $9.99 you can watch Brandon the Quad fuck Caitlin Hadley.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll do that. But I'm gonna try to wear mine to Gasparilla if I can get one of them shirts. That'd be cool as hell, I think.
All right. I'm gonna see what I can do. All right.
All right, cool.
I think Blitz is putting up Janessa Brazil sucks a chocolate cock up on OnlyFans.
Huh. I think so.
In the next day or so.
Do you feel better?
No, because I didn't even go through my list of fucked upness. One, I don't have the rings. They're already paid for.
Oh, boy.
Two, I don't have the busts. This is
Nobody has the bus.
Like, you know, I this is the first year we're doing the Hall of Fame. Can you imagine if the NFL would be like, this year's Hall of Fame ceremony is, we don't have the busts for mm-hmm. the motherfucker. That's what the Hall of Fame is, to get your bust up there. Don't have those.
Well, they're being printed.
Okay, I know.
I know.
I still don't have them now, do I?
No.
I haven't even seen one of them. I've not seen
them. We don't even have one completed yet that we know that this works.
I saw one that was getting built up like a pile of dog shit.
You did a lot of testing over the weekend.
Now, listen, I am not trying to talk shit about Grouper Lips. I would give the guy fucking oral if he needed it. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, we're deep.
But I don't have that. I mean, Blitz, that's a loose end that I haven't tied up yet. The rings are a loose end.
Yep.
The tent, mm-hmm. the staging, the sound system, the portalettes. The only thing I really have secured is the food, because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't got the building where it needs to be. We still need a lot of things we need to do to the building. Blitz needs to clean his area.
Paving's coming this week.
Who?
The paving.
Yeah, we pave, we seal. He's coming to fix. That's not even anything I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all these loose ends to tie in. The number one and number two things that we're celebrating are rings and a Hall of Fame, and I don't have either. Now I got Bubba Army that are fighting amongst each other, giving me more of a fucking ulcer / headache,
mm-hmm.
backache, ball ache.
Oh, you picked my favorite line ever.
Hello.
Bubba, this is Gary. Who in the world would pay for something that isn't delivered?
That's what you got to do, actually, in China, dumbass.
Yeah, in business.
That's what you got to do. That's about 99.9% of the things you do. Florida Stanley, $20 cash.
So you just order it, and then you just pay when
they
arrive.
Yeah, that's what you do. You pay
for half of it, and then as they have them and before they give them to you, you pay for the rest
of
it.
Yeah, that's how business works.
Yep.
Call me a dumbass.
But I will tell you this, Gary. I've been dealing with these guys, this ring company, for 4 years. They've never missed a deadline, and she promised me they'd be here by Friday. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm not really worried about it.
Trust no hoe.
What else, Gary?
Happy New Year.
You as well, my friend. And I look forward to your positive call again tomorrow. Thank you for the redirection. Hello.
What's up, Bubba?
Who's this?
Alan, I just want to wish you guys a happy new year.
One way, Alan.
One way, Alan, and Florida Stanley with $100 cash.
Thank you.
Bye, Gary.
Can we get to work with Alan?
Alan is the guy I really should have heat with because he's one of the richest Bubba armies, but yet the tightest. Like, with regards to how much you make and how much you give, you have the worst percentage, my
but
friend.
But he told you about Banshee or told Dr. Dan about Banshee.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I watched Banshee. That was a great suggestion, Alan, but I didn't put any money
Dr.
in my pocket.
Dr. Dan a bike, fucker.
What'd you say?
Alan, I said you're a multimillionaire. You don't give a shit, is what I'm saying.
I wish I was a multimillionaire.
Yeah, well, we wish you gave us some shit.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you make more money than I do.
I don't know about that, Bubba. I think it's a little bit of shtick.
Your wife alone.
Yeah, Bubba, this is all shtick. You live in a mansion.
Yeah.
You live with your sister. This is a...
Yeah. Me. Right.
And that one's poor.
You're a multimillionaire, Bubba.
You know what? I had to save up 3 months to buy a car lift. Mark Tate's like, man, are you blowing your money? I'm like, yeah, the only thing I want is an $1,800 car lift. I'm saving for it now. I used to buy airplanes. Now I'm buying car lifts.
Yep.
But I'm, you know,
and no offense, your car lift is great, but like it's a cheap one.
Oh, it is?
No, but I mean, it's not like one of those badass like
Car lifts. Well, actually, it was $2,900, and you know what? Okay. Fuck off! You're never putting your car on my lift ever.
Oh,
you can't ever use my lift now. You called it cheap. Fuck you! I'm like, you're not going to put your bullshit car on my lift. Oh. Fuck you, Blitz.
I think it's a great lift.
I do
too.
Hey,
Lummy, how's little Wilbur doing?
Great. He's doing super.
Little Wilbur is fucking gorgeous. He should be a baby model.
I know. I wish.
No, for real.
I don't trust me.
The Gerber thing, Lummy.
So they already went for 2021, and my kid does not meet their criteria.
What do you mean?
He's white.
Yeah, I didn't say that, Anna, but thank you.
That's true.
He's a white
fundamentally,
devil.
Fundamentally, he's
white. Devil.
Yeah,
okay, Anna, a white you. Baby devil.
How's your hot?
Blue eyes. And no hair.
How's your hot wife doing? She's so
great.
Hot.
Oh.
She's good. She actually, I sent Dr. Ditch. She got the cover of Cincy Magazine for Top Doctors.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. You sent K-Man more pictures.
Hey, by the way, I give you a hard time, Alan, but I really do value and I really appreciate you. But hold on. You sent Caveman, like, naughty pictures?
Yeah, he took
remember
topless.
Back in the day?
A while ago.
And he didn't share them with us.
Yeah, remember?
Were they topless?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were full.
Well, why... Alan.
Hold on. This is months ago, and this is not on Alan. Remember, he sent me to Cave, and Cave's like, "Well, I didn't want anyone to see him, so I deleted him."
Yeah, exactly.
And Alan was like, "Show these to Bubba."
Alan, what if I gave you my cell number? Would you text him to me privately?
He deleted them too.
I'd have to retake them. I don't think she's gonna.
Who deletes nudes, man? You hide that shit. You don't delete them.
Cave hit him too, probably.
Alan, Cave probably still guns her down nightly.
Yeah.
When did he leave the show?
When did Cave leave?
Last week.
No.
Like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Come on, Alan. I mean, you don't give us any money. Now we can't even get any hot tit shots from your wife. Jesus, what a one-way motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, she gave you the banana hangers and everything.
God.
Cave got them.
Cave still jerking.
Does she got the natural banana hangs?
She's all natural, man.
God, I love that. Does she got a little kick-out slope on it?
Slopers?
A little bit.
God. Fuck, those are hot. Those little banana, those little Natural Geographic banana slopes.
Natural Geographic?
Like she's got a fucking 5 gallon bucket of water in her head from the river.
Yeah, fucking plate in her lip.
They were taken in the shower?
Yep.
Why don't you tell her, listen, these are, well, no, I wouldn't tell her sending them to me. I thought that might, shit, you know. Well, Alan, if you ever happen to get some more hot, natural banana slope pics of your wife's tits, you know what?
She actually went through a Kenneth Kimberlin situation like you and Dan did.
She tried to shoot somebody?
No, she had a patient that threatened to kill her because she wouldn't prescribe a certain medication. We've been dealing with it for like over a year now.
Ooh. What medication is that good?
What?
Well, I know.
Oxycontins.
Zannies are good.
It was K-pins.
Not bad.
Okay. K-pins? Kalanapins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still a benzo.
Those don't even really fucking scratch the surface with me anymore.
No, it was
like,
a,
I take those like Fred Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah,
I got a Pez dispenser full of K-pins. Fuck
you and Dr. Dan had to do, and now this person came out and like just recently said she has like knives and... I don't know. It's a whole deal. Tell your wife
she's hot, she's got nice tits, and I'm sorry she's married to you, Alan, you one-way motherfucker.
Yep, exactly.
See you later, buddy.
Love you guys.
Must clear the line.
Alan's a great guy.
Hello?
Hey, Bob and crew, it's Pedro.
Bob and crew.
Bub.
Bub. Bubba.
Pedro, the pool guy with the hot, naughty flight attendant wife who I've jacked off to a few times?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God, I love her stories.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of jugs, you'd love her jugs. They're double Ds.
Send them to K-Man.
36 or 38.
Why don't you get me some pics of them?
We'll see, maybe.
You know that she loves, first of all, she loves me. And if you said, if you said, honey, these are just for Bubba, I'm sending to his personal text, she'd be like, oh, if it's just for Bubba, and make sure Bubba doesn't have one of his employees rip him off, then we'll be good. Send him to Gawker.
You know, she's become now a full-time listener, Bubba.
She is? Really?
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
she's hearing
she
us right now.
And this little naughtiness, these stories that we speak of on the air kind of gets you turned on, and you guys have some incredible sex afterwards, do you not?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe. I mean, like, that when she tells you that I took her that one day when she was talking.
Where'd you take her to?
I plowed her pretty much through the wall.
Yeah.
Charles
and you were trying to, like, keep the kids at bay and shit. You had the door locked, and you're just pounding the shit out of Mama. And they're like, are you guys in there wrestling again? And they're like, yep. I got Mom in a full fucking chicken wing.
Yeah.
That's
with
right.
The fucking rear naked choke chaser.
Yeah, cock on
chicken
front.
Wing. Rear naked choke, do you accept taps? Do you recognize them?
You recognize taps? No, you recognize orgasms.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only thing we recognize. There's no tapping out.
She's either going to come or she's going to die.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those are the games I like to play.
It's getting stuck
on I'm flying to Reno in May. Maybe I got her as a flight attendant, you know? Tell the merch crate to get lost.
That's right.
I'm going up to the fucking, I'm going up to first class bathroom here.
Yeah, what has she done for you lately?
Supposedly
anyways.
Pedro's wife's up in there serving strong drinks.
You know, hang out in the fucking kitchenette.
Yeah, come in there and do some small talk of the deal, see if we can see. Thing about it is I could barely fit in the bathroom to piss,
by
let
yourself?
Alone fuck. I couldn't get another human being in that bathroom. I could have the most horniest bitch in the world. They'd be like, fuck me in the bathroom. I'm like, honey, I can't hardly get in it myself.
Yeah.
We're not gonna be able to we're not gonna be able to shut the door.
Those bathrooms are disgusting.
All right, Pedro the pool guy. Good, what do you need, buddy?
Nothing. I was just wondering if there's any way you could do like a shirt or something for her or no?
A shirt?
Yeah, BubbaArmyStore.com.
Bubba Army shirt.
You mean
she sports the stickers on your car, or on her car rather.
Well, I mean, if you give me some private tit
look,
shots.
Look, motherfucker, if you want free shit, you got to have her call in. When chicks call in, they might get free
yeah,
shit, but you ain't getting
shit.
It.
Yeah, if she calls in and I get a couple of private tit shots, I'll just send that right,
right.
up. I'll send a fucking order slip right to the merch crick. She'll have it out same day.
Calling and asking for free shit.
All right, well, hey, she's working right now, so, you know.
Yeah,
she's sucking off a fucking. She's sucking off an FO right
yeah,
now.
We gotta call the pilot to get those new shots.
First officer oral.
She's sucking off a first officer yeah. right now.
God bless her.
She's with Denzel Washington flying upside down, getting ready to hit the field, buddy.
Snakes on a plane, motherfucker.
All right, Pedro, when your wife calls and sends me tit shots, then I'll have the merch crick dispatch out some female gear to her, okay, buddy?
All right.
See you later. Go get that fucking skimmer in that pH level, buddy. Hello.
Hey, Tampa Denver here, brother. First call of the year.
That was yours.
And last.
What is he banned again?
No, I'm just... Terry, you know what? I'll tell you what, Terry. You can go on the air when you drop the gimmick.
Oh, wow.
That's when you can go on the air. Wow. When it's, hey, Bubba, it's Tampa Terry.
No, he's got to use his other voice. Remember his real voice.
Hey, Tampa Terry.
Hey, Tampa Terry.
Bubba, Tampa Terry here. First call of the year.
Tampa Terry has conditioned himself like that bitch that did the blood stuff.
Oh, Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has. This motherfucker, like, lives the gimmick. Like, there's no question.
He's
Tampa
macho
Terry.
Man? Is he macho in
Tampa
real life?
Tampa Terry. Oh, yeah.
No, he's fucking Andy Kaufman, man.
I thought Macho lived that life, too.
Yeah, I thought I had that. Yeah, I don't think much. And you know another person that I don't think uses their real voice? Lurch.
Yeah.
At Florida Man. I think Lurch has I think he kind of.
Do you think he lives the gimmick though?
Yeah. I think if he's like if you're at dinner with Lurch, you'd be like, you're a Paris potato.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I mean he does, he always talks like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
But you think he's like trained himself?
Yeah, like I think Macho Man might have
Champagne Sumo $9.99 to Bitch and One.
Like I don't think Macho Man. I mean, was that Macho's? I don't think that was Macho's real voice.
It couldn't have been.
you know, I think his real voice was similar to that.
Yeah.
But Mach was living the gimmick all that. Well, Mach lived the gimmick. I just asked Miss Elizabeth.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
But that's kind of a little bit like, you know, your quote unquote on the air voice. Like, it really is you, but like you
dress
know,
it up.
Yeah, you dress up a little bit just to get.
I just push it.
Right.
I strain it. Vocal fry, if you will.
Yes, but it's like, it's your voice, but if people talk to you, you know, in person, they're like, oh, it's not exactly the same. It's a little bit different, but it's your voice. Like,
Hello?
You don't change your voice.
I'm waiting for Tampa Terry to say it's Tampa Terry. Not working a gimmick. Let's talk. Who's this?
I think this guy works the gimmick.
Yeah, this guy works the gimmick. Where are my shoes at?
Who's this? Oh, is this fucking Hootie?
Is he coming to Barb?
Yeah, he qualified.
Hey, but are you, listen, Hootie, don't make me you be the first person we kick out of Barb because you didn't fulfill your obligation to Blitz.
No, I got him. You've been saying
I got him for
like
3 months.
It's like 8.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
So you better bring those fucking.
Are you bringing your wife?
I think she's going to come.
Fun's
Wife,
over.
Pills, shoes.
You think she's going to come, but are you bringing her to Barb?
Oh, fun's over.
No. <I don't>
fun's over.
Either that or, I don't know, maybe Creepy Al.
This is what if Blitz says, if you bring Creepy Al, this is what you got.
Come get this receipt.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't have any problem with Creepy Al.
Come get this receipt.
I don't have a problem with the Creepy Al, but he can't creep himself into my party every year. He doesn't financially qualify. He's not a VIP, and he's creepy.
Come get this receipt.
Yeah, but he still finds his way in every year.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Creepy Al makes it into the party,
I'm going to pick him up and toss him over the fence.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I can pick him up.
You hear me?
Yes. If anyone sees Creepy Al at the party, let me know. I will
Fun's
pick him
over.
Up and throw him.
Creepy Al, you're going to be fine till Lummy finds out you're here.
Fun's over.
Dude. Just wear, like, one of those Groucho Marx masks. Lummy will never know.
No, Daddy, no.
Thanks.
Yeah, your breath and your teeth and your personal hygiene won't, you know, like a Groucho Marx could cover all that nonsense. All right, Hootie, you know, you better have those Adidas 13s.
14s.
14s.
Gift wrap. They're gift wrap.
All right.
My daughter's even wrapped.
And I would love for you to bring your wife because she is hot.
No, I reminded her about this morning because, you know, like, we...
No Hootie wife, no Hootie.
Oh. No, yeah. She's come. She'll be there for Saturday night.
She better be.
Hey, here's the deal. It's got to be the wife or the shoes.
Jason spends $1,000.
I'm okay with no shoes as long as the wife's there. How about that?
Yeah, like country girl. Husband couldn't come by himself.
She'll be there. I'll fucking yoke her ass up.
You know what I'm saying?
There. She'll be
like
there.
Like Blitz, country girl's husband's not invited by himself. Like, he has to have his country girl.
He didn't qualify.
I know. So, same thing, Hootie.
His wife can show up by herself. I don't care about that.
Yeah, your wife can show up.
Yeah, no, that's not the rule. Yeah, she can show up.
Girls can show up by themselves. Like, if Iggy's girlfriend wanted to show up and drop Iggy off at the PTSD syndrome place, that's fine. Actually, you know what? Just drop Iggy off at the gym and his hot new girlfriend can come down here and get all keyed up.
Exactly.
So I'm going to be my wife's plus one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. You're
now you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your wife's hot.
Wife or the shoes, but it has to be one of the two.
She's fun. You know what? I guess guys have. I mean, people have probably looked at me when some of the hot chicks I've been with and been like, "What the fuck? That doesn't look pretty. You know, normal." And it's kind of the same thing with you. Your wife is just way hot compared to you.
Yeah. Well.
Usually you're slobbering on pills.
You got to catch them young, you know. You got to
exactly.
Caught her at 21.
Yeah, you caught her at 21.
Too old.
Then you get her all pregged up with kids.
Then she gets old. Gross.
Then
mile high, JK Blitz. Jordan 999. A bitch ain't one.
Do you know how many older women listen to the show?
Yeah,
and
Blitz,
you just gross them out. God,
no.
you are such.
They were
a,
all 21
you're
once.
You're such a predator.
Yeah,
Anna, do you find him a little predatorish?
A little.
On the young girl, on the young girls,
yeah,
like, he just supersells the young girl gimmick to a creep level.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta live the gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmick. You should listen to him when he walks
through
your team.
Your gimmick?
Yes.
Are you brother? Are you Tampa Terry in your gimmick?
Yes, I am.
All right, Hootie, I gotta go. My shoulder hurts. See you later.
Tampa Terry never called back either.
Tampa Terry, you're welcome to call back. Just drop the gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in every fucking day. Just, I don't want the gimmick. I don't want the heavy breathing. I don't want the fucking any of that bullshit. I just want
This might be him.
I don't even know what he really sounds like in real.
No one does.
I don't think anyone does.
He doesn't even know.
Hello.
It's no gimmicks. It's just Terry.
Yeah, I knew it.
Terry, take the mach. Take the mach off your voice. Take it off your... Let's get through this together,
oh,
Terry.
This is going to be so hard for
Stop
him.
Stop the breathing. Stop all the bullshit. Stop all... Let it all go. Let it all go.
Okay.
Now just talk, okay. Talk normal.
It's Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm good.
See, I love this. See,
I
Tim
don't.
And Terry, you're a weirdo, man. What the hell?
He's fucking crying back there.
Hang up on him, Bubs. He's a creep.
Hang up on him, Bubs. He's a creep. No. Terry, this now, like, you know, when you talk to your kids or you talk to your, you know, your...
Does he girlfriend? He has a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend, right, Terry?
He claims he does.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's true. I think Tampa Terry's living
in a metaverse, his girlfriend. Yeah.
His own metaverse. Now, Terry, is this your, like, you? Do you live your gimmick? Do you ever let your gimmick down, buddy?
No.
See, we like the ungimmicked Terry. This is, listen, the Tampa Terry gimmick only got you so far, got you all this heat, everybody hates you. Let's be not Tampa Terry. Let's
be Terry.
Let's just be regular Terry.
Yeah, Toronto Tom.
Can we be Toronto Terry?
Yes, brother. And, you know, I was actually thinking of changing my gimmick, you know, anyways.
No,
hold on. Where does he live at now?
You're getting a little gimmicky in.
Yeah, you said brother.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to snap out of it. I'm sorry. It's just been, oh, geez.
Slow down.
Where do you live now, Tampa Terry?
Nova Scotia.
That's a nice place.
Yeah,
nice lobsters.
And what's your real...
Nova Scotia Steve.
What's your real name, formerly?
He is not going to tell you his real fucking
name.
But let's hear it.
It is Terry or Terrence.
Terrence. There we go. How about Nova Scotia? Well, that's a little...
Oh, you mean like Terrence and Phillip? Your favorite South Park. You love South Park, don't you?
Well, I used to before they started lying about Canadians.
You kind of slipped it into the
of course.
To the gimmick.
I'm sorry. I'm trying
He's
to,
having
I'm
an identity to, crisis. He doesn't they, know who he is.
I'm fighting it.
Is South Park a bunch of liberals that hate Canada?
Well, they're definitely anti-Canadian, but no.
Terry,
don't
feed
into it, Blitz.
Terry, slow it down. Slow it down, buddy. Slow it down, okay?
All right, I'm okay.
There you go.
Oh my God, that was your real voice.
That was your real voice right there, buddy.
God.
Am I not banned from the show, brother? I mean,
you're getting a little more.
Oh, God.
You're not
banned.
What do
you think of Brian Snowflake?
You're not banned, Biden. But you got to be the real. Like, I mean, we got to drop the gimmick. You got to stop. And you got to stop living the gimmick online. Like, you get everybody all churned up on chat, and everybody hates you. And I mean, can we change it up a little bit?
Everybody
buddy?
Loves Tampa Terry.
Yes, I will. And you're right. I got to get back on the high road here and tone it down. But I have an idea that I think can, you know, just put some peace out in the atmosphere.
All right, slow, Terry. Terry, you're getting gimmicky.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're right. Okay. So, you know, when I was a kid up here in Canada, I was a member of my local Canadian Christian conservative church, and I was in the choir.
Oh, nice.
I was wondering if I could just briefly sing a song of peace over your airwaves and try to calm the situation.
Yes, you could. Yeah, you feel. And now, were you a touched choir boy or an untouched one?
No, they left me alone.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
See, if they'd butt-fucked you, it would have been a little bit normal.
He was overweight, though, as a kid, so.
Yeah, and I was overweight, too, buddy. So, you know.
We all were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz was a little bit chubby. Lummy was a little chubby.
Yeah, Anna's
chubby.
Touched.
Tyler's chubby. We're all chubby.
Yeah.
So go
Not
ahead,
Doug.
So, Terry. Just regular old Terry.
Terrence.
Regular Terrence.
How's your blood pressure doing? You almost died the other day, I heard.
Yeah, I had a major blood pressure.
Hold on. Episode. Stop, Blitz.
Sorry,
Blitz, you're feeding them. You're feeding them into the gimmick. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Terry. Terrence?
Yes, sir.
Sing the choir boy song of peace.
All that we're saying is give peace a chance.
All that we're saying is give peace a chance.
That's great, Terry.
You forgot it.
That's good. I like
now,
that.
If we could just get you to come out as what you truly are sexually.
Yeah, you need to come out.
That would be, it would be awesome. It would be awesome.
Come out of what?
Hold on, hold on. If I, your Tampa Terry meter is starting to peg.
He just sang, man. Yeah. It takes a lot out of you.
Stop the heavy breathing gimmick. That's a gimmick. You know it's a gimmick.
I'm trying.
I know it's tough.
Hold back.
I know you're cracking up too right now because you've never been called out like this. You've never been called out like this, T. Everybody's just let you live your gimmick and with no consequences. And today was consequence day. You know, I'm fucking holding people accountable for your nonsense, and you create a lot of nonsense and a lot of drama. I'm trying to reset. I'm trying to fucking be, you know, start 2022 off. You know, maybe be a little old school, Bubba. Start calling some motherfuckers out, not letting people fucking get away with a bunch of bullshit. And you know, I got to call you out on your gimmick, buddy.
Yes, sir. You're 100% within your rights to do that. I also just wanted to say we're right around the corner for my 3-year anniversary when I defeated Dr. Dan in the debate, January 14th.
Terry, you just couldn't help yourself, could you, buddy? That's too gimmicky for me, buddy.
It's.
I said you locked him in is what you did.
I know. Let's go ahead and say goodbye. I think I've done enough damage today. I hope that anybody that I potentially was talking about today is not offended. You have not given up on me.
I hope not.
You're keyed up.
Fun's over.
Was that John Morgan that said that?
Yeah.
You're keyed up.
You know, I was reading into like this, because do you remember when they first started, it was Morgan, Colin, and Gilbert?
You're keyed up.
Yeah. And it was Morgan, Colin, and Gilbert for the people. Well, Colin and Gilbert were like, we don't like this John Morgan guy. We're going to go start our own shit.
Yeah, and John Morgan's like, fuck you. I'm going to go do my own shit.
How fucked up are they now? They're like, you're this motherfucker is worth so much money.
Why did you say that?
I need to go to sleep.
I'm kind of fingering you.
Whoa.
Here's Lasker.
I'm African, not gay.
Remember, Lasker considered himself 7% African.
Sub-Saharan.
Yeah, that's right. He did a 23andMe or some bullshit, and he was 7% sub-Saharan.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
7% African.
Anyway. All right, good. My back is so fucked up.
From what?
I don't know.
Probably doing back at the gym.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Looking really
getting
good,
swole
though.
Swole as fuck.
Oh. So anyway, we will be back tomorrow on the after show.
Tonight on...
Anna's Law. I'll be answering all your legal questions, so call in.
See, Anna, right now you look cute as fuck.
Thank you.
But then there's other times your side profile doesn't look so cute.
I know.
But right now... Now, why do you got your hands up in your tits?
I'm just cold. They're not in my tits. It's just.
Oh. Yeah. Are you cold?
I was. Actually, to be honest with you, my finger was numb and I was a little concerned it may be broken.
What a fucking hypochondriac.
Oh my God. You have no idea.
What?
Your finger was numb, so you thought it might be broken. Do you know how much of a fucking traumatization it is when your finger's broken?
I know. I had some rough rolls last night.
No.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you break your finger, like,
a clean break. I'm thinking, like, maybe a hairline fracture or something. I've fractured the same finger before.
For what?
Well,
from what?
Originally, I was playing basketball with my dad,
Did he take you to the hoop?
No, he didn't take me to the hoop. He should have taken me to the ER. He did not. And then 3 days later, it swole up really fucking big. And we got an x-ray, and it was fucking broken in three places.
Lummy, did you go see Malice at the Palace yet?
I actually got it down on Netflix. I started it last night, and it was a little longer than I thought. So.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
You need to take some pain pills, Bob.
I'm going
to
take some pain pills and watch Yellowstone.
You better save a few
for
me, too.
Yeah, that last episode.
Yeah,
is that the one you're on?
The final.
Yeah.
Now, are they coming back with another season?
That's what they're supposed to be. They said that this is not like the end of the whole series.
I hope not. I will fucking freak out if there's no more Yellowstone. That's the only thing I live for.
How about, was it 1883 or whatever the...
Oh, God.
Is that still going on? Or
Yeah, that's just... That chick is so my jack-off.
The blonde.
Ew, you don't even like blondes.
I don't like blondes historically. This chick, and not...
She turned you?
Oh, my God.
Big fake jugs?
No. Small tit energy.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Well, you said you like her because she's overage, but she plays a 16-year-old, is it?
Well, that's not... We don't got to get technical on the deal.
Oh.
Oh.
Stop projecting, Blitz.
You stop projecting because that's what you like.
That's what you like. She's so fucking hot. I mean, she's 22. She's 22 in real life.
But she plays a 14-year-old.
Yeah, 15, 16.
12.
No, she doesn't play 12. All right.
All right, 13.
Blitz, go ahead and wrap this bitch up.
All right.
We will see you guys.